Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 325. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting me. And today I have a episode for you that was inspired by the movie Justice League the other day. You know, superhero stuff. Why not? Why not? Let's combine superhero stuff and self-development and mindfulness. Why not? Personally, I've been on a bit of a superhero kick lately. I watched a bunch of the Marvel movies over the past 2 weeks, the Avengers as well, and so on. And I just love it, frankly. I think it's always fun to kind of just immerse yourself in another reality, a reality like that where people have these incredible superpowers. But they're also still human and they still get into human bullshit. Like, I like that. I really dig that idea. And there's a scene in Justice League, specifically with the Flash, that I want to talk about. And if you don't know, the Flash is really just a nerdy guy named Barry Allen. And if you're not familiar, the Flash's superpower is that he is really fast. He has a couple superpowers, but mainly he's really fast. Like, he could do all these crazy things like control molecules and pass through objects and insane stuff, but basically he's just really fast. But it's ironic because the joke that's always been written into Barry Allen's character, again, that's who he is when he's not the Flash, like Clark Kent is Superman when he's not Superman. The joke that's always been written into Barry Allen's character is that he's always late. Like, he's the guy who cannot show up on time to anything. And that would be ironic, right? He's got this guy who's quite literally the fastest guy on the face of the planet, but he's always late to things. And, you know, it's like his one character flaw that's been written into his character, and it follows him from comic to comic and movie to movie. And I think there's even a TV show now. But I really like that. I really like this idea that you can have an amazing superpower, something about you that is incredible, but you also have, you know, a downside, a flaw, something that needs work. And I was watching this the other day and had this idea for this episode. So I want to hop on here and talk about it quickly. This idea of superpower. Like, if you listen to the podcast, you know I use several words over and over again. And I'm a big fan of the word superpower, because I genuinely believe that each one of us have been given a superpower of some kind. And even if that seems far-fetched and like I'm giving everyone too much credit, because come on, Case, not everyone has a superpower. But I really do believe that we've all been given something in some way, an ability of some kind, something, anything that makes us great in a small way. We've all been given something. But I also know that alongside of that something, we all have flaws, of course. But a lot of the time, those flaws are downsides that are brought about by the superpower itself. So, like, for instance, if your superpower is that you are highly empathetic, I think that's definitely a superpower. If you are highly empathetic, sometimes the reality of that is you end up giving and giving and giving and you burn yourself out. It's a downside, right? It's a downside brought about by your superpower. Or say, for instance, your superpower is that you're incredibly kind and selfless. Well, sometimes you end up being taken advantage of by other people. Absolutely. Or if your superpower is you're just incredibly disciplined, that's a big one. You're incredibly disciplined. You're incredibly motivated and driven in your life. Well, sometimes the reality of that superpower is you end up forgetting about other areas of your life, relationships, self-care, family, whatever it may be, right? So those are superpowers, nothing overt like the Flash or being a great athlete or being a Mensa member, right? But just being an ordinary person who has something that they practice that makes them great. But it comes with a flaw, or like a potential flaw, just like the Flash, who's always late. And I don't think that's too much of a stretch. You know, I love a good analogy, bringing the Flash together with the self-development. But anyway, I was thinking about this the other day, and I really like this idea, because the reality of life is that everything is about balance. You do one thing, you have one habit, you dedicate yourself to one thing, and it can have an impact in other areas of your life. And sometimes we don't realize that that is totally normal. It's totally natural. It's almost to be expected. But we don't realize that. And so we begin to question, we begin to doubt our superpower. And then sometimes we give up on it in favor of something that's more comfortable. Or worse, we allow someone in our lives to convince us that the superpower we've been given, that we've been practicing, is silly or stupid, right? Maybe an ex, maybe your job, maybe a friend, you name it. So I'll list out some superpowers here so we're on the same page. First one, kindness, empathy. That's definitely a superpower. Not everyone is that way. In fact, a lot of people are not. So that's one. Another superpower, having unwavering high standards. Absolutely a superpower. It's not easy to live and date in 2021 and not be tempted to settle in some way. Another superpower, being disciplined, being motivated, being stubborn about something in your life. Absolutely. It's much easier to choose something easy or choose something that's comfortable. Another one, being incredibly optimistic, being a glass half full person. Superpower. Being someone who asks why a lot. Definitely a superpower. And maybe another one, being someone who isn't afraid to embarrass yourself. Yeah, I'd say that those are all superpowers, right? And those are all average run-of-the-mill characteristics that not everyone has the habit of adopting or practicing. So I think that absolutely, those are absolutely superpowers. And I can go on and list a ton out, but I want to show you what the flaw of those superpowers might be, similar to the Flash, and why we're tempted to then give up on our superpower. I mean, what is the balance that's brought about by having a superpower like that? So let's say your superpower again is kindness or is empathy. Well, sometimes, to my point, sometimes you end up forgetting about yourself. Sometimes people take advantage of you. Definitely a downside. Or another one, having unwavering high standards. Well, sometimes you're led to think you're alone in the world. You get in your head a lot. You feel that you're falling behind. Sometimes you don't give anyone a shot. Definitely a downside. The other one, being disciplined, being motivated, being stubborn about something. I'd raise my hand here. Sometimes when this is your superpower, you get obsessed. You forget about life outside of those things, and life can kind of pass you by. You let your happiness be dictated by an outcome that you're working on. So that could definitely be a downside. Or being incredibly optimistic. Let's say that's your superpower. Well, I'd say sometimes that can turn into a defense mechanism where you don't take time to really consider what's going on. Sometimes you take risks that aren't right. Sometimes maybe you'll stay in a relationship because you're so optimistic and hopeful that it'll improve, but it doesn't. It's a downside. Maybe you know, your superpower is you ask why a lot. Well, I'd say sometimes that could aggravate people. Sometimes people don't like other people who ask why, who are curious. Of course, that's their lack, but it happens. It's a downside. And then lastly, being someone who isn't afraid of embarrassing themselves. Well, I'd say that's great. That's a superpower. But sometimes people don't take you seriously because you're wired differently, because you're willing to be and act in a way that they're not. So downside example there. But I hope you see what I'm saying here. I'd say that by all measures, those traits are superpowers. But when you practice them, they clearly come with potential downsides. Downsides that, you know, you could interpret as flaws, but in my mind, I don't think they are at all. They are simply the reality of what happens when you tap into your superpower. And the takeaway is that life is about balance. And you should never question your superpower because, yeah, okay, sometimes it is taken advantage of. Sometimes it is judged by other people. Sometimes it leads you into situations where you need to be strong. But yeah, it happens. At the end of the day, we're all given superpowers in life, and I think we should always celebrate them. We certainly shouldn't question them. And that's the message I want to leave with you, that we shouldn't question the traits, the habits, the abilities we've been given that give us life, that empower us to give life to other people as well. Because life is about balance. And yes, sometimes those abilities, those superpowers are going to invite temptation, judgment, criticism, heartbreak, whatever it is. And I think it's more than fair, it's more than human to be like, oh, I need to close off. I need to protect myself. I shouldn't do this. I don't want to be hurt. And I wouldn't think any less of you for feeling that way or being tempted in that way. The world does absolutely shape us. But I think if you were to look back at your life 20 years from now, 30 years from now, 50 years from now, and you see yourself weighing those options, but you decide to stay firm in what makes you so great, I really do think that is something that you will always be proud of. Because I think that is your purpose in life. I really do. Your purpose in life is to live your superpower. But no superpower, no purpose, no great trait comes without temptation. And we're all going to be tempted to change. We're all going to be tempted to turn our backs on what makes us great, our superpower. We're all going to be tempted to close off and be cold because someone else treated you in that way. We're all going to be tempted to lower our standards because we're sick and tired of striking out or for getting older without having a partner or for feeling lonely. We're all going to be tempted to just chill with our drive and our aspirations because you just want to be normal. You just want to enjoy life without having a goal. We're all going to be tempted to stop asking why and just accept what is. We're all going to be tempted to just roll with the punches and get in line. Those are all temptations I think we're going to be faced. And they're going to weigh heavily on you, of course, and they're going to be specific to the superpower that you've been given, that hopefully you've been practicing. And that is life for you. Of course it is. But I just wanted to hop in here to remind you to not question your superpower, because that is what it is. It is a superpower. You have a superpower. And it has the ability to change your life. It has the ability to change other people's lives. I'm not afraid to say something overly sensitive, like kindness can change the world, or creativity can change the world, or curiosity can change the world. Absolutely. It absolutely can. It can change your life, certainly. It can deliver what you want and what you need. It can change your partner's life, your family's life. It could change the world, heck, with enough effort. Absolutely. But if you throw it aside because the going gets tough sometimes, because there's a downside to everything, because there's a balance to everything, you'll never know. You'll never know. And personally, I don't ever want to look back and regret turning my back on something that I've been given, on the superpower that I've been given. I don't ever want to look back and realize that I could have been great. I could have been true to myself. I could have celebrated my superpower, but I didn't because I chose comfort. Nah. No, thank you. That's a no for me. And I hope it's a no for you because you are wired to be a certain way. That's your superpower. You are wired to be kind or empathetic or driven or disciplined or curious or having high standards, whatever it is. And I think we should all remember that. We were wired that way for a reason. And we shouldn't let the world rewire us. You shouldn't let your ex rewire you. You shouldn't let your boss, your job, the internet, strangers, your friends, your family rewire you. And it's not just something that you say, you can do it. You have what it takes to stay true to yourself. You have what it takes to stay true to others. And I think that's something that should fill you with peace, frankly, like a warm sense of, I've got this. I'm the way I am for a reason. I've been given this gift, this ability, this habit, this way of seeing the world for a reason. Doesn't that feel good? I don't know. I love statements like that. That makes me feel good. It's not like blind faith, because obviously we all have things to work on, but it's just like a sense of confidence in that one thing, that one habit, that one superpower we've been given. And I know you have it. I know you have something. I know it's there. It might not be something in your face, like being a great musician or an athlete or anything like that. It's just a trait you have that adds value to your life, that adds value to the people around you. But as I've been saying, it's one that comes with balance, with temptation, with downside. But it's absolutely worth hanging on to. It has to be. It has to be. That's purpose. It has to be. And it's worth celebrating when it gets tough as well. It's worth not turning cold, not turning stagnant, not accepting the way that someone else wants you to be. I really, really believe that. And it puts a big smile on my face. It fills me with peace to remember this. So I'll end it there. I just want you to remember that, to remind you of your superpower the next time you're tempted to turn it off, the next time you're tempted to turn your back on it. That's turning your back on you, on the gift you've been given, and the gift that makes you so great as a result. So that's it. Thank you so much for listening. Shorter episode this time. I actually did it for once. So kudos to me, but thank you for listening. If you found this helpful, I'd love if you'd share it with a friend. I'd also love if you check out newmindsetwhodis.com, pick up a journal. There are a bunch of exercises I've included in the journals to help you realize what you bring to the table, aka what your superpower is. So if you can't quite put your finger on it, definitely check out a journal, newmindsetwhodis.com. But that is it. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting me. And until next episode, I'm out.